This year, we've been talking a lot about taking ownership, and that leads into our topic for today, cultivating positive relationships. So this topic had me thinking a lot about my specific role as the marketing director here at Gibson and cultivating relationships through events and business development. You know, I'm really in it for relationship marketing. I kind of joke about that when people ask what my favorite part of marketing is. And I say, well, the relationships, obviously. Nothing really replaces connecting with a person and then connecting that person to another person that could be helpful to them. So the ultimate full circle of networking is really what I thrive on in this role. But I know you share my passion for networking and getting to know people. So thought we could talk a little bit more about how we develop those relationships, both personally and professionally, and then how we maintain those relationships. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that here today.
That sounds great. I'll quickly introduce myself. So I am Mike Pete Fish, benefits consultant and the market leader for the Arizona Gibson office. You know, we happen to be in a very relationship-centric industry. Can be transactional, but you know, I found at least in my career that in order to truly be successful, you know, you have to have really strong, deep relationships with your clients, and you have to develop those with people that could potentially become our clients. I love how you talk about it being professional and personal. I think there's a lot of overlap and that they're one and the same in a lot of ways. We tend to be around people we like, and we tend to, you know, buy things and continue to work with people that we like. So, you know, I have focused on the relationship aspect of that as part of my career. I'm not a super organized, cold calling, emailing machine. I'm much better, in my opinion, when I have a chance to interact. And so that's kind of where my focus has been.
And just like you said, you know, I focus a lot on developing experiences and just really opening up opportunities for people to network and to build those relationships. Talking about professionally and personally and being really intentional with relationships, maybe you can talk to me a little bit more about why being intentional is so important, not only in your personal relationships, but how that kind of carries over into professional.
At least in my experience, very few meaningful or important relationships in your life just naturally continue without any effort on your part. That can happen with maybe a couple of really close friends or your spouse, but most of the ones that have been really kind of maybe outside of the box or that I've gotten unexpected rewards from are the ones that I've taken responsibility for as far as being a catalyst in that relationship and owning it in the sense of when you get invited to stuff, you go, even if maybe really felt like staying home or not really going to that event, but you have to make that effort and show up and be present. And when you do that, you'd be surprised how people reciprocate in the end. And that's true for both personal and professional for me. You know, I've got one friend that I went to college with that lives across the country now, and, you know, we'll go a year or two and not talk to each other. And then, you know, someone will reach out for whatever reason, or maybe somebody's going to be, you know, in town and we want to get together and we pick right up where we left off. Those are really pretty rare. And I think if you're expecting a lot of those relationships in your life, you're going to be disappointed. And in a business where relationships are important, I think you're going to be not as successful as you could be. The flip side of that is too, like, I've found that even if what is maybe you consider an awkward amount of time has gone by, pick up the phone, send an email, make contact. Almost always it's received positively and they were meaning to call you and they just didn't make it happen or whatever, but somebody's always got to be that person that kind of gets that started. That's been my experience as far as that goes. You know, and all the cliche things do matter. Like, do what you say. If you commit to do something, no matter how small, just do it, because that's really what builds that trust and that foundation. And then down the road, if you do screw something up, you get a little grace from the person because you have been consistent and professional and sincere in the past. And then social media is such a, I'm on social media. I use social media. It's not a replacement for a relationship. Don't fall into that trap. Just because you've been following someone on Facebook for 6 years and haven't actually communicated with them, I don't think you have a really strong relationship at that point. So you can, you know, leverage that when it makes sense and have fun with that. But you got to make the time to see them in person, talk to them, find that way to have some interpersonal communication.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. One of the things you said in one of the notes I made was do what you say you're going to do, right? And how do you really develop trust? And I know it's really important in business relationships, but as you mentioned, also personal relationships. You know, you haven't talked to your college roommate in so many years, or even an old, you know, friend from work that you used to be really close with. It always gets rewarded when you're the one that reaches out and you feel better about it. They feel better about it. You reconnect. I don't really know oftentimes that there's not a good outcome that happens from doing that. And by taking the lead, it makes it a lot easier once you've made that step of staying connected.
Yeah. And professionally, consistency is even more important than in your personal relationships, probably. I can't tell you how many times I've made contact with a potential client to be told that, you know, they're not in the market, they're not interested, they're not talking to any benefits consultants, whatever the case may be. And earlier in my career, I would take that to heart and maybe personalize it and not reach out to them for, you know, 6 months, a year, maybe a year and a half. And then when I finally got up the nerve, or I did, I'd find out that they engaged in a process, evaluated, and made a decision and made a change. And I missed out on that because I had not stayed consistent with, you know, communicating and staying in touch with them. So I think like most people, I had to learn that lesson the hard way, but consistency does matter a lot to everybody.
Yeah. One of the topics and kind of our, what we go by as Gibson, when we say owning our edge and owning, you know, what we do personally, professionally, and that's our edge. I think owning how you show up to a relationship is really important. It's exactly what you're talking about here, but owning how you show up personally and professionally by, again, doing what you say, being trustworthy, being consistent. I think always owning how you show up. I don't know if there's any other tips for anyone that's listening for how you can show up in a relationship that ultimately has a more positive outcome.
I would say, kind of closing thoughts on relationships is it's usually a good policy to over communicate, especially at critical junctions. You know, if someone either personally or professionally has asked you a question about getting together or when a project might be due, just respond and let them know, hey, I heard what you said. We're working on this, or yeah, we're excited to attend, or I'm not sure if I can attend yet, or if we can, you know, make that happen, but we're going to try to figure it out. I think we lose each other when we are so busy trying to think of a perfect response or waiting for certain things to happen before we respond. That's where we can develop that kind of mutual mystification, which I think is a terrible way to be in a relationship. And that's where things can kind of go sideways. So I guess I would say if you're not sure, over-communicate.
Yeah, I completely agree, Mike. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat about kind of how you cultivate positive relationships. And we'll continue on this journey here at Gibson of owning your edge and this month owning your personal and professional relationships.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Becky.